For 50 years, a Vanderbilt University archive has been meticulously recording the national evening news. They now have so much footage of those TV broadcasts and of breaking news events that it would take nearly 6.5 years to watch them all back to back. So as they celebrate their 50th anniversary, WPLN's Emily Siner talked to some longtime archivists about what they've learned from decades of watching the news.
Is this going up or
down? It's going down.
In a nearly forgotten room in the basement of a Vanderbilt high-rise,
you're one of the few people from the outside world who've been down here.
Skip Pfeiffer leads me past rows of metal bookshelves lined with dusty plastic video cases. His colleague, Russ Mason, pulls one down.
So this is an old one-inch reel-to-reel recording of Jimmy Carter's inauguration on January 20th, 1977.
The tapes in this basement store bits and pieces of history, from iconic moments to those that we've simply stored away in our collective memory.
If you want to meet Julia Hill, you have to go up, way up. Julia Hill is a tree sitter.
Like an environmental activist living in a tree in the 90s, or the ban on cigarette advertising going into effect in the 70s.
It marks, as we like to say, the end of an era. It's been a long era.
Or a human interest piece for Charles Kuralt's On the Road segment.
For 25 years, Don Sheldon has been flying in a single-engine airplane with skis where the wheels ought to be, up among the peaks of the Alaska Range.
This archive was founded in 1968 by a Vanderbilt alum who was shocked to find out that TV stations at the time didn't hold on to recordings of their broadcasts. Pfeiffer and Mason both came on board soon after, in the 70s, so they've seen not only generations of news broadcasters come and go, but also technology. There was reel-to-reel tape, which is terrible for archiving.
The way they were composed starts to disintegrate.
Then Pfeiffer says there was the video cassette.
And then we had to convert all of that to disc. The discs became obsolete once we had the cloud, but everything remains as a backup to backups to backups.
Is there something after the cloud, or do you have to keep updating the video format?
I'm sure there is. Skip and I will be retired by the time.
I was going to say dead.
Because it's so much easier now to save videos, this project is becoming, in some ways, less essential. Many TV news outlets do keep their broadcasts now, and there are libraries of clips online. But what makes the Vanderbilt Archive unique is its comprehensiveness and accessibility. Everything is in one place, and it's all indexed. That's actually Pfeiffer's job, to write little blurbs about every single piece of news each day. You must be the most well-informed person in the city.
Well, that's what everybody says, but it just filters through.
Still, Pfeiffer says it's pretty profound to see the sum of American history over the past 5 decades on tape.
If you came here in 1968, 78, 88, 98, you could find stories on violence in the Middle East and, you know, Kilauea volcano is erupting now.
Kilauea, one of Hawaii's most active volcanoes, has been erupting since May.
You can find footage of that in the 70s.
Kilauea volcano on the island of Hawaii erupted yesterday.
So his takeaway?
You know, the reporters come and go, the presidents come and go, but, you know, the American people stay basically the same.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.